Let's all stand. I won't be lengthy tonight, but I have a thought I want to leave with you. Amen. I want to go to Psalm, the book of Psalms, the 17th Psalm. And it's really good to see all of you here tonight. The 17th Psalm, starting at verse 4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I'm going to read that again. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. You may be seated. I know a lot of folks that say, I'd like to be a Christian, but I just don't think I can live it. You know, all the stuff you have to do, you know, and I don't think I can do it. Well, the reason I felt impressed, I feel, to bring this scripture to you tonight, this is consistent with the entire Word of God, is you're not in this thing alone. It's not really up to your strength. It's more so up to your desire. If you want a better life, it's available. God is not going to force Himself on anybody, but He makes Himself available for everybody and anybody who wants a better life. And a better life meaning some hope rather than all frustration. I mean, we do have fun and good things happen. I'm not saying that there's not good things happening in life. Even if you're not a Christian, you can enjoy a lot of things for a while. But we're talking about hope for happy endings, continuing on forward, even through the rest of this life and then forever. See, there's two different kinds of living here. There's living from valley to valley or from mountain to mountain. And it's just a matter of which way we want to live. I mean, it's like defeat to defeat or victory to victory. And the Word of God teaches from beginning to end how we can live victoriously. And it's simply by putting our trust in the Lord. I'm not here with some plastic sermon that's taking me, you know, all day of sweating and trying to figure it out and going to the library and trying to see if I can research all this out. It's just, for many years I've been into the Word of God, praying and seeking after God, and it's just here. It's just here. If you want to live a better life, it's possible, and it's not dependent on you or anybody else having the strength or the power to be able to do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Concerning the works of men. When you start concerning the works of men, you know, when you start thinking about what we're capable of, I hear people say, well, I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps, but did you really? I've seen a lot of people make big plans for the future and they were dead the next week. I've seen people prepare for retirement and it didn't happen as expected. And I've seen people try to do better. You know, every year they make these resolutions. I'm not going to eat as much this new year as I did last year. And I eat more, you know. I'm not going to do some of that stuff I did. You know, all this stuff I've been doing over and over and over, and it's not taking me anywhere, and I know that, and I'm just going to do better. Come this new year, starting at midnight, right as soon as that clock hits 12, I'm going to be a new person. I'm going to do better, and before the sun shines the next day, they've already blown it. But we're talking about something here. This psalmist talked about how it's, once we get this proper understanding and how life really can be in order according to God's way, we can consider the works of men, and then we need to realize by the word of God, we can keep ourselves from the destroyer. not by our words. By the Word of God, we can be changed. See, God's Word is powerful. If God says you can do it, you can do it. Amen. Even if you don't think you can. If God says you can make it, you can make it.
Hallelujah.
Even if you don't see how. If God says there's a way prepared in the midst of your darkness and there's a light that will shine, it will shine.
Yes.
If God says you'll have water when you're thirsty, you will drink water when you're thirsty. If God says I'll feed you when you're hungry, you will be fed when you're hungry. If God says that the enemy will not destroy you, the enemy will not destroy you. Because God proves Himself over and over again. He does things that man cannot do. He just makes a way when there is no way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All through the Bible, and I won't get into, you know, it would take a long time. I don't want to preach a long sermon because it doesn't take that much time to get something across. If we can just hear the Word of God who says, let me be your God. Being your God is not just wanting to be your boss and rule over you. Being your God is wanting to be a strength that you can have that causes you to be able to go beyond where you are and do what you can't do without His help. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I always wanted to be Superman. You know, when I was a kid, you know, comic books, I'd read about Superman and then those black and white movies on TV, Superman. And I just love Superman because he could fly and he could leap these tall buildings in a single bound and faster than a speeding bullet, you know. Superman. I wanted to be like Superman. I even tried one day. I got a red sheet, put it around me and jumped, went up, climbed the ladder and got up on top of a garage and went running to fly off of that thing, but it didn't work for me like it did in the comics and on TV. In fact, I ended up in the hospital that day for some reason. There are a lot of people trying to be Christians today, but you can't without God's help. I'm telling you, I'm a witness, you cannot live a victorious life without the one who has the power to give you the victory. Being there for you and helping you. It's impossible. Nobody can work their way into heaven, but we can go to heaven if we want to. Who's going to get us there? Everybody say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Concerning the works of men, by the works of thy lips I have kept me. In other words, concerning the works of men, then he doesn't even talk about the works of men. He just talks about what God can do, because there's really nothing man can do. Concerning the works of men, comma, by the words of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. One of the scriptures said, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And he says for us to walk in the path that he has established. And he says, and I will direct all your ways. Amen. That means we don't have to do a whole lot of planning. It's a matter of just being able to follow the leader. Follow the leader. Hear the word of the Lord. When God says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Speaking to Jesus Christ when he said that, just think about that. We're talking the Creator that made everything. The one that makes all things new when there's nothing there. But he speaks. And the power of his word causes light that has never shined to suddenly illuminate where there has been nothing but darkness. The word of God alone, when God speaks, let there be. And there's the whole earth that we have. And sun and moon and stars. And he says, I want to be with you. I want to be in you. So what is this excuse that we keep hearing? I can't do this. I don't see how anybody can change. I just don't have it within me. I just don't have the strength. I'm too weak. Who's talking about how strong anybody is? We're talking about God here. Hallelujah. I know you can't. I know I can't. That's why we need the grace of God. It's the grace of God that gives us an opportunity to know that we can hear from God. Though we be not worthy, though I'm a sinner, He still hears me when I say, oh God, have mercy on me. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Oh, God, deliver me. I can't deliver myself. And my friends don't care. My friends don't care. Now, you have a lot of friends when you have a lot of money. But they're not really friends if they're not there when you don't have, right? Somebody told me if you can go through life and have two real good friends that'll stick with you no matter what, that you're really above the average. Because they say that most friends are not really in it with all their heart. The smile is there, but it's often artificial, or dependent on whether or not something that you've got, or something you can do, or some influence that you might be able to offer, or in some way that you might be able to pull a few strings. That smile is there sometimes, but it's not always just because somebody just really cares. But we're talking about a friend tonight that does care, and he wants to make it possible that you and I can have a happy life. I'm talking about a happy life when you're sick and you don't feel like doing anything and you're still happy. When everything can go wrong, went wrong, and you're still happy anyhow. When you can say, all right, okay, so everything fell apart, and I missed it here, and I missed it there, and I lost this, and I lost that. Some people can't cope with life, because when the rug gets pulled out from under them, they just can't take it. But I'm going to tell you what, if you have God calling the shots, they can pull the world out from under you, and you'll be all right. Hallelujah, you'll be all right. Psalm 16 starts out this way, preserve me, O Lord, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. Psalm 15, Lord, who shall abide in Thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in Thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh truth in his heart. Psalm 14, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Amen. Psalm 17, verse 4, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Let us stand. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who is the destroyer? Well, we can say, well, the devil's the destroyer. But sometimes it's just the boss. I'm not talking about you, Brother Bradley. Amen. Any of you ever had a guy that you worked for and he was just like seemingly wanting to destroy you all the time? I've had some of those kind, you know. Ooh. I've had people I worked for that made the devil look like an angel that never fell. I mean, promise you things and they don't come out exactly like they said. Oh. But God never fails. God never fails. God never fails. Lord, it's your word that we depend on. It's your power we depend on. It's your strength we depend on. Not our strength, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. Amen. Let us praise him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have kept us from the destroyer. You have kept us from that would take us out. You've kept us from our minds that don't want to go the right direction and think the right thoughts. You have kept us, Lord, from making the wrong decisions and going the wrong direction. You have kept us, Lord. You have caused us because of our desire to know you and to live for you, to be able to come up above anything that we could have caused ourselves to rise up to. Thank you for it, Jesus. Amen. Before I completely close now, does anybody like to come up and say, pray for me? Just by coming up here, I'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Just come and stand here. Amen. God knows the need, and there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Just come and stand up here if you want prayer tonight. We're just going to pray. Amen. God hears and answers prayer. It's amazing, the testimonies. Sister Topsy on the internet wants prayer tonight. Sister Topsy, we love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Amen. So many testimonies are generated during a moment like this. Just in a moment's time, the God of creation changes things, makes things better. My little sister was dying and polio had her gripped. And the doctor said, she doesn't just have polio. He said, polio has Brenda. But the testimony that came from all this, amen, as she was lying there in bed, paralyzed head to toe, unable to speak, unable to move, some people were praying. And suddenly Brenda, who hadn't spoken for several days, hadn't moved for several days, stood up in the bed and said, I want a Coca-Cola. And here we are 50-something years later, she's still drinking Coca-Colas. Never had any kind of a sign of polio whatsoever since that very moment. See, and that happened as a result of prayer. And I say this now because if you're here anywhere in this building or anywhere in the world, as we're talking about praying, we're talking about praying to God, the God who is everywhere at all times. He made your body, He made your mind, He made you, and everything that can go wrong is in His hand. He can fix it. He can fix it. Not just physically, but spiritually. We all have our ups and downs. Praise God. Praise God. He wants to bring you from wherever you are up a little bit higher. Thank you. If you can believe Him tonight, it's all through the Word of God. If you can believe, you can receive. According to your faith, so be it. Amen. We're not talking about some make-believe thing here. We're not a television ministry that's trying to pull money out of the crowds and cause some people to do stunts to make you think that we've really got something going with God. What we're offering tonight is something that's free for all. Our God who loves everybody everywhere, no matter who you are, and wants to help you right now. Amen. Amen. Now everybody, we'll gather around these that are up front. We're going to pray. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. Lord, not by the power of man, not by the wisdom of man, but by the grace of God, we call upon Your name. For these that are standing here tonight, Jesus, and these who are in their hearts saying, I want something beyond what life has given me. Oh, Jesus, I'm asking You, God, that You would touch every longing heart tonight that's saying, I need help. Thank You, Jesus. Every troubled mind, every spirit, Lord, that needs to be lifted up. I'm praying, God, that You not only would help them, but You would cause us to all see that there's so much more available to us in God right now than we've ever realized. Thank You, Jesus. Touch Sister Topsy there. Whatever her need is, Lord, touch her and help her. Lord, bless, oh God, Sister Tanya here, Lord. And You see the need in her life and whatever it is that she's calling on You for. Just as You said to the blind man, be able to receive your sight. And You said to the leopard, I will make you clean. And You did. Just as You said to the deaf person, hear, oh hear, you can hear. And He did. Hallelujah. Cause us, Lord. Cause Brother Philip tonight, Lord, to be able to receive what it is that he's asking You for in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, right now. And I'm asking God, all these that are standing here, God, all these that are standing in this crowd, those that didn't come forward who in their heart are saying, I do need help. I'm seeing in the Spirit of God that there is a God here who goes beyond anything we see physically. And I'm asking you, God, to touch every heart tonight. Would you raise your hand and receive a blessing tonight? Receive a blessing tonight. Hallelujah. Not by the works of men, but because of God. Because of God. Oh, thank You, Jesus. God, I want to worship You because You're the one that draws the worship from me. I want to praise You because You draw the praise from us. Hallelujah. I want to do what I don't feel like doing because You never feel bad. Hallelujah. I want to lift up holy hands. And God, that's going to take something besides me to be able to do it because my hands are not holy. Thank You, Jesus. Lift up my hands, Lord, and make them holy unto Thyself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I can't find the words to speak, but Your word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. You do the speaking, Lord, and we will just stand in awe at the power of your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's power in Jesus' name. There's hope in Jesus' name. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Down in the state of Texas, a place called Greenville, Texas. Greenville, Texas. Several years ago, there was a man came in, just heard some people about, a little crowd about like this, praising God, playing tambourine, saying hallelujah. He came in with five women with him, and they were all his girlfriends. And yeah, what a man. He and this group of ladies came just to see what these funny acting people are doing. And they never had quite been around anything like this. And he stood there with his lady friends. And while they were singing and clapping their hands and saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, something happened to this guy. He was a multi-millionaire. He had a very successful business, but he was also a drunk and a dope addict and a womanizer. And right in the middle of all that singing with all his girlfriends observing, suddenly he fell on the floor. They thought he'd had a heart attack. It was so embarrassing to him, he jumped up and dusted off his suit. Everything's all right, everything's all right. And they started singing again, and he fell down again. And he jumped up, everything's all right, everything's all right. They started singing again, he fell again. And by this time, his five lady friends were red in the face. You know, because they just came in to observe, and this guy keeps falling down. Just keeps falling down. The fourth time he fell down, he didn't get up for a long time. But they looked at him, and big old tears were just streaming across his cheeks. And suddenly his lips just started trembling, and his little hands went up like that, and they were so amazed. God was doing something that nobody could do. It didn't take the preacher coming up with eloquent words. It didn't take a special song that somebody just knew how to sing so perfectly. But what was being found was God knew the heart of that man. He knew where he had been. And somewhere out in the dark, he'd said, I want to be your friend. I want to love you. I want to help you. Hallelujah. The man had been married seven times and was running around on all seven wives. But God brought him from that point. You know, the other day we were going to have a guest that we had these brochures out from Cocaine to the Calling. Well, God brought that man that I just described from that lifestyle, made a minister of the gospel out of him, and hundreds of people came to God under his ministry. Simply because he just happened to wander into a little place like this, living a hard life, did everything imaginable to try to make himself happy, and God took control. Oh, God can do anything but fail. Let's praise him one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, you can do anything but fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, not that any man or woman knows what to do, but our God, by your word, Lord. Oh, we kept ourselves. I've kept me from the destroyer. I thank you for it, Jesus. Amen.